Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in, Upstate. It is a Tuesday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. First world problems going on. Coach Phillips, if you're listening, return my headphones. I know you took those things on Friday. You didn't mean to do it, but Diesel, it sounds like I am stuck in a Exxon tunnel right now.
Levying accusations before the show really even starts.
Isn't that kind of what we did before? Shade we got thrown. Tyler Butler yesterday when Delvin called him out about the Lakers and all. No, it literally. Have you ever had such a bad cold, Diesel? It sounds like, you know, every thought, everything you say is in a tunnel or something like that. Ears stopped up. You know, that's kind of how it sounds in this backup headset. Maybe I need to invest in a little better. But anyway, at least I had them. All right, we're going to have some fun today. Number one, we got a couple of guests coming up. Number two, Diesel has put up his blog on ESPNUpstate.com for the week, and it's about the UFC. So at the top of the 5 p.m. hour, we're going to get into that. But at 5:20, ahead of tonight's All-Star game, that's at 7:30 first pitch, and you can hear that right here on ESPN Upstate. We're going to talk to Jim Hart, our buddy with AP Radio. He covers the Braves. He covers Major League Baseball. At the top of the 6 p.m. hour, it's Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports News, as normal. Outside of that, Diesel, beginning in the next segment, the Greenville News put out an interesting article about what Clemson and South Carolina are about to do for stadium upgrades. That's the key word, stadium upgrade. All right, not stadium expansion. You know what I mean? And kind of getting back to the tone of what Diesel brought last week, I believe it was, when he pointedly asked, why are you not going to A, the games, B, the number of games you used to? What are those reasons? Because 30 years ago, Diesel, it was an arms race, not about facilities. It was an arms race about how many seats can you put in the stadium. You know what I mean? Now it's not. They've even created their own term when it comes to what they're doing with these upcoming proposals. So we'll get into that starting off next and go from there. But home run derby, Diesel. What'd you think of it? Did you watch it? Because I noticed you caught a mess of fish. But I got to be honest, I really enjoyed the format last night. It has this real politics feel to it. The person that hit the most home runs didn't necessarily win the contest, and that was Vlad Guerrero Jr. But what they did is they paired off, against two players at a time under a time limit. So you didn't have to beat the field. All you had to do was beat your opponent. And I'm telling you, the semifinal round between Vlad Guerrero Jr. and whoever he knocked off before he faced Alonso, that was absolutely next level fantastic. I that should have been the winner because those guys went, I think, 40 and 39 home runs in that round. They didn't have anything less. You could tell Vlad Guerrero, just due to his size, how hard he swings, everything else, his last 10 to 15 seconds in the finals, it just tailed off. And that's where Alonso, his swing. And I'm telling you, I thought it was a good thing for baseball. I mean, I actually do believe now maybe – I think the dunk contest has run its course, Diesel, when it comes to the NBA All-Star game. I don't really pay attention to anything when it comes to that weekend before the Pro Bowl in Miami or whatever, you know, when they're out there playing, you know, events on the field. I think Major League Baseball's All-Star game got a bump last night, if you will. It may be one of the best contests of any of the major sports All-Star weekend. Is that an overreaction? Did you not like it? Do you not like the fact that Alonso won when he hit the third most highest amount of home runs?
As a matter of fact, I didn't watch it. Okay. I was busy watching Cobra Kai, which is its own sports-related drama series on YouTube.
Is that coming back
they, yes.
to
Yes, it the is Karate 30 Kid years Ralph after Machia? Karate Kid, and they got all of the original cast back. It's incredible. They got Johnny. They got Daniel's son. Obviously, they didn't get Pat Morita because he's no longer with us, but they got Kreese. They got all the guys that were in the Cobra Kai gang. I mean, it's fantastic.
I got to check that out. I mean, come on. Is Bobby in there? Kick his ass, Johnny. You know, that one obnoxious guy that had sort of big cheeks and all. He was the one I wanted to beat up more than Johnny when it came to that. But no, I was intrigued. I still like my idea because, the thing is not every player. While you're facing an opponent, there's an X factor in there. I thought the guy that pitched to Alonzo, his pitching guy, he threw the best balls. So there's still that factor that, you know, you're not getting equal pitching, but at least you're getting pitching that you're used to. So going to be interesting, no doubt, to see how some people are going to complain about it. Oh, that's not fair. Vlad Guerrero hit that many more home runs than anybody else. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, he only hit the third highest amount of home runs, but he finished runner-up. He finished winning. That's not fair. Listen, here's the reality of it all. You can't make everybody happy all the time, all right? That's one thing about it. Now, one thing that's cool, we talked, I don't want to even get back into it. I've had my say. I'm dropping. There will be no Rapinoe discussion, none of that stuff going on today. There's too much other things to get into. But in honor of wearing the red, white, and blue, we got to give you an update, and we got to give a shout-out. You want to talk about a group of players that are having a blast wearing a different uniform. It's red, white, and blue. It says USA. Clemson basketball gets a win today over in Italy in the semifinals and moves on to the gold medal championship game in the World University Games. No, Clemson is not wearing orange and white uniforms with a tiger paw on it. They were chosen to represent the United States of America as the entire program. Man, these guys are having, go to follow Clemson basketball on Twitter. I don't care. Who knows how this pairs off for next year. It's been interesting to watch. I mean, it's not like this, sold out arena or anything like that, but the experience that they've been able to have in Italy, and now they get to go, they know they're getting no worse than a silver medal tomorrow morning. Now they get a chance to win a gold, Diesel. I mean, this trip could pay off in big time ways in a year that you think Clemson basketball may be at risk with Coach Brad Brunell. Number one, they've gotten a lot of extra time to play together. Number two, if they could win a gold medal in the World University Games, that's got to be a nice jump forward. You know what I mean? Moving to this upcoming season. All right, so we'll keep you up to date on that tomorrow as well, because they will play for it all tomorrow. And then, Diesel, one of the biggest things, you know, we are basically, 6 days away from Media Days beginning in Hoover, Alabama, which, you know, I get it. People care about Big Ten Media Days if you've relocated here or Big 12. But our main concern is our Clemson and Carolina programs with the SEC. So Media Days effectively begins Monday in Hoover and then Tuesday up in Charlotte for the ACC. Kind of interesting having to square off against each other due to that fantastic move that the Florida Gators and the Miami Hurricanes made. No, it wasn't an SEC decision. It wasn't an ACC decision. All that did was kick everything up another week. Diesel, first world problems with college football. But South Carolina, one of the biggest things we've seen this summer is SEC relenting to their partisans, and by that I mean their members, by that I mean the school's request to, if they want to add alcohol sales at the stadium as a form of additional revenue, they will allow them to do it. Well, Ray Tanner announced this morning, maybe it was last night, no, that's not going to be the case at South Carolina because he doesn't necessarily know right now if that's a revenue stream. He said to do it, you got to hire, stock, buy, purchase, everything else, and he doesn't see it that way. So I thought that was kind of an interesting response. Of course, the Hoodats, the, I get to say that. My roommate, my last year at Alabama, was from Metairie, Louisiana. He was a true Yak. If you don't know what the term Yak is, that's when they ask you, where you at? And it just comes at Yak. So LSU was the first to jump on board. The thing is, West Virginia has actually said selling alcohol in the stadium the last couple of years has actually lowered the amount of alcohol-related incidents in the stadium, because I guess people aren't just sitting out there pounding beers and beer funnels and beer pong and everything else now that they can maybe get. I was sort of surprised, because when we come back, Diesel, we kind of alluded to it yesterday. There's going to be a lot of big-time housing available in the real estate market in the coming years. Not because we're oversaturated with homes. It's life is cyclical. You know, the baby boomers, I guess that's sort of what my generation was called back in the day. Once they made their money, a lot of them wanted to show it. They wanted to display it. And that came in the form of like 8,000 square foot houses. You're going to see a bunch of those available on the market, because right now we're in a cycle where you want smaller. I mean, my God, you can go buy a tiny house, what, at Home Depot. So same thing when it comes to stadiums. You know, we see a drop in attendance for the last 5 years. College football has experienced a drop in attendance. Clemson has not been immune to that. You know, they sold, 98.7%, and trust me, they're not hurting for anything right now with dropping from 100% to 98.7%. But as a whole, we have seen a massive drop-off in attendance when it comes to college football, and it's going to end up making its way into everywhere else. So I was sort of surprised right now. Maybe they're going to take and be smart and look for a year and see how it works at the other SEC schools. But I was sort of surprised that Ray Tanner announced no alcohol sales in Williams-Brice Stadium. But Clemson's athletic director, Dan Radakovich, with the aforementioned Ray Tanner, they both schools, Diesel, now have drawings on the board and renovation plans coming up for both Death Valley and Clemson, as well as the Roost, if you will, Williams-Brice Stadium down in Columbia. But it's not about adding seats. They've actually created a new term. So we'll give you the updates coming to Death Valley, how that's going to kind of incorporate some numbers and some facts. But we can go ahead and throw out our question of the day. Give it to us straight up this hour. If you have quit attending games, why? If you have cut down on the number of games you attend, why? Because there are a lot of various opponents when it comes to people going to the stadium to see the game. Yes, winning is a huge part, but that's not what it's all about now. You can get us on the text line at 71307. You can follow me on Twitter at Sturgis Sports, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. But give us a call, 844-GSP-ESPN. Why are you not going to the games like you used to?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So one of my favorite sayings has always been, the good Lord put the eyes in the front of your head so you can look forward. That's what's going on with South Carolina and Clemson. They are both getting ready to go into a renovation phase, if you will, for both of their football stadiums, Diesel.
Yep, and we've got these questions posted already on ESPN Upstate on Twitter and Facebook. So if you want to give us some comments, you can jump on it that way, or you could also just always call us at 844-477-3776.
Listen, before we go to Ken, give me one break for a minute. This is from 2013. This is from my buddy Manny Robinson with the Greenville News, who will be on with us tomorrow. All right, from 2013 to 2017, Clemson won 94.3% of its games at home and reported $110.2 million in football ticket sales. However, despite two national championships in the last 3 years, Clemson's has fallen to a 98.7 sellout rate, if you will, 98.7 of 100%. But that's small, because attendance has dropped across college football for each of the last 5 seasons. So, Ken, why have your, you know, if this applies to you, what are your reasons for saying, you know what, I can't go every week like I used to, or hell, I'm not going at all?
Two reasons, two main reasons. Cost.
Yep.
And improvement in television coverages.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, because
I brought that up last week. Yep. You know, it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, a lot of these stadiums keep pumping in improvement after improvement after improvement. Well, guess who pays for that? Fans.
Absolutely.
Do. Fans pay for that through tickets. When tickets go up, fans say,
parking,
guess what?
Everything.
Right. The people are going to say, at $50 a pop, I'm not going.
Well, let's
if it's $50 for a ticket.
You're lucky to get out at 50.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, right. Well, 50 for the ticket, 30 for the parking, 30 for the food, another 25 plus for food and bev.
Inside
the stadium,
I mean, you know,
it's nuts.
It depends on who they're playing.
Well, I was going to say, I would suspect Texas A&M, Clemson, or Alabama at South Carolina this year are in the $85 range, probably, maybe 90.
Or more.
Yeah.
I think the Florida State game against Clemson at Florida State last year, it may have been on your guys' show that I heard this. They were charging like $135 a ticket.
So that's why nobody showed up to begin with. And then that's why everybody laughed and said, 42 to nothing, that's over with. Now, the thing is, that's a harsh investment to go take a five-year-old. Listen, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't have all this stuff. You went and did what mom and dad did, and you went and smiled. You know, that meant go to church, go to the bowling alley, whatever. You went to the movies. Sometimes you had to go see what your brothers wanted to see, and not necessarily you. We got way too many options now, Diesel. You know what I mean? Plus attention span. In 100, let's just round it off at $100 for a big game. That is a huge commitment financially over the year to take a four-year-old just to keep him entertained. So there's a lot of people now that have to add a babysitting expense onto things.
Sure.
Number two. What was maybe a 7-hour day when I was a kid going to Clemson games is now a 12-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so time becomes one. And again, give us why you're not coming every week. Or you got to go, I'll just go to the three big games. Or even more, Diesel, for the casual fan that's satisfied going once or twice a year, they're waiting on that Charleston Southern game. They're waiting on that Wofford game. No disrespect to those opponents, but those tickets are going to be available on the street for a whole lot less than they are going to be for the rivalry game, Texas A&M, Alabama, Florida State, or anything of that nature.
Yeah, we got at Real Jim Galt getting in with us on Twitter. It says, attendance is not dropping at Clemson. Do not know where you're getting your information from. Well, it's they're not selling out their games, bro. They're winning national titles, but they can't sell out games. That, to me, seems like an attendance drop.
Well, it's right here in the Greenville News. Clemson is at a 98.7. They did not have a single sellout last year. 98.7. Now, that's nothing. That is a drop. And some of that is actually the opposing team sending back tickets, all right? That's one factor when it came to it as well. Now, this year it may change. Texas A&M is probably going to bring 10, 12,000 fans with them, Diesel. You know what I mean? And that would, but this
right, but
is 100% accurate from 2013 to 2017.
Right.
You know, the money's been up. It's just been a slight, you know, and they made a big deal about the cell phone towers at Clemson, those little Tiger Paws.
Right.
they don't work that
the
great.
The money is up, but the attendance is down. That means they're sticking it to their fans more and more, and the fans are saying, nope, I'm not going, but they're just getting lucky that they're still making more money because they're charging more for everything else. We also got a tweet in here from Jimbo at Cold Take Jim says, I like air conditioning and free food. Parking is a lot easier at my house.
You got that right. Plus, how about your 70-inch TV? You don't get that angle in the stadium. You may get it in your private box, so that is what's next. You may get it in the West End Zone Club at Clemson. That is what's next. You can watch sideline angles, goal line angles, this, that, and the other with the way the TV has come now. And that's what Dan Radakovich is stating right here. He says Clemson spent more than $95 million on stadium improvements from 2004 to 2015. But Clemson could spend more to upgrade stadium amenities, including a new scoreboard. That's a huge part now, is graphics and everything else.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to choose to buy a ticket just because you put up a new scoreboard. Not happening.
That would be a renewal. You know what I mean? Maybe, that's going to enhance the experience that I already enjoy, so that's just one more to dial me in. The other thing is making premium seating right behind the end zones, a la that. But while I enjoy walking in and getting the air conditioning and everything else, I also don't enjoy the view from the end zone. You get it really good maybe half the game. When it's down on the far end, even though you got chair back seats and you got TV, you find yourself watching it off TV as much as anything else. So that's going to be. So this is what I found really interesting. Again, quoting from the article by Manny Robinson of the Greenville News, it is the trending strategy for many college programs who are thinking by building smaller. Instead of expanding, they are repurposing their real estate and replacing conventional bleacher seating with innovative enclosures, suites, and clubs. Dan Radakovich said Clemson would likely augment Memorial Stadium without drastically altering its current stadium capacity of 81,500. Now, within the past 4 years, Clemson has augmented stadium cellular service, still very iffy at times, so that can continue to be improved. They have revamped the concessions menu, which means they have dropped it down to fair prices. They have renovated the restrooms because, you know, by the end of the third quarter, the old-style troughs and everything back in the day, they get nasty, and you feel like you walk back to your seat with as much on your shoe as, you know, maybe. So that's actually a huge
– yeah, it's gross.
Especially with women. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So that's big. Remap parking lots. Parking is a huge, huge deal, especially at Clemson where you can get in and get out of the stadium at halftime. And then finally upgraded the sound system and hired an in-game DJ. Now, that's – I've got different ROI on that return of investment. Some people like it, some people don't, but guess what? You can't please everybody all the time.
At FishMob on Twitter gets in with us and says why they've stopped coming to games. My sports cable package equals paid for. My 55-inch TV paid for. My barbecue smoker paid for. Air conditioning paid for. SEC ESPN coverage so good nowadays.
All right, for the guy that says, I don't know where you're getting your information from, this was directly from Clemson University, all right?
We don't know if he's listening. We just know that he follows us on Twitter.
Well, all right. But despite its enhanced stadium experience, Clemson's accumulated attendance has declined by 3,988 fans through the past three seasons. That's roughly, 1,300 per year? Clemson's average stadium capacity percentage has not slipped below 98.7%, so it's far from a crisis.
Still doing pretty good. Yep. But. What happens when Clemson's not winning national titles anymore? Clemson football is set up to do really well for the next probably decade. But if and when Clemson slips a little bit and they're no longer getting into the playoff year in and year out, what's going to happen to the attendance? Especially because fans, I'm going to tell you right now, fans are some of the most spoiled people you could ever be around. Fans of a school that wins are some of the most spoiled people you'll ever meet. They expect to win. They demand to win. And if you don't win, they stop showing up. So all it takes is a three-loss season. And then all of a sudden, that 1,300 a year becomes 2,000 a year. It's that easy. It's really not hard for this slip to happen, people. So don't bury your head in the sand and say, all is well, because it could happen very quickly.
Hey, listen, when I got to Alabama in 1986, and this is not a moment, all right? This is criticism of my school. So I don't have you don't get to do it when I criticize my own school.
I'm going
to
do it anyway.
All right. But we were 4 or 5 years removed from the end of the Bear Bryant era, and the Alabama fan base was as spoiled as I've ever seen in my life. My first year in 1986, I was almost just disgusted with it because they had had such a run of success under Paul Bear Bryant that they sat there with their arms kind of like crossed at the game going, you're going to earn my applause. I'm not coming here dedicated enough just to give it to you. I will give it to you when you earn it. And there were stretches of games. It was like, really? This is considered one of the most historic programs in the country? But they were all coming off a 20-year run in which they finished in the top five more often than not and then won a whole bunch of national championships in between. So they're all in if you're winning, but they're just not going to go buy in. That's why I think maybe the loudest I've heard Death Valley in a long time was at the end of that Syracuse game last year, because that was a very losable moment for Clemson. And even the fan base knew that they need to get on their feet and scream and yell to get Syracuse discombobulated and to get Clemson back in it. And that was that moment, Diesel. It wasn't so much a ha-ha look at Clemson. It was an oh-crap moment, and everybody got involved. You know what I mean? The fans, the cheerleaders, the marching band. That was a total team win, which, by the way, that's going to lead into, like I said, we'll have Manny Robinson on tomorrow from the Greenville News. Our main topic tomorrow, Diesel, in honor of upcoming media days, will be terms like that. But we want to know, why are you not coming to the stadium like you used to? We're going to give you what's South Carolina going to do about it. But the other thing is, these universities, when they're explaining what they're doing, Diesel, they have made up a completely new term. We'll give you that. 844-GSP-ESPN. Again, why are you not showing up?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, Diesel, we've been talking about reasons people aren't showing up at the stadium like they used to. I mean, it's a problem across college football. If you didn't know, average attendance has dropped in college football for 5 consecutive years. Drew LeBlanc gets in with us on Twitter, says, my family is growing, and it was hard enough to take my pregnant wife to the games in the heat, let alone my young son. Not worth the price of admission if I can only stay for a half.
Yep.
There's a lot of truth in that. I still say the ultimate thing that you can give as a university to your fan base to enhance the in-stadium experience is what, Diesel? What one of our people on Twitter just said.
Win.
Win.
You got to win.
Who wants to go show up knowing you don't have a chance to win?
Yeah, Derek gets in with us on Twitter, says, the product for South Carolina doesn't match the value they place on them, which means the tickets are too expensive to go see a team that's not winning at the clip that he's used to.
He says the experience has improved, but during the Garcia-Shaw era, nothing beats the old lots, the buildings having the most rowdy times, and actually winning. That's the key right there, is actually winning.
That is the ultimate thing, but no, we need more. I mean, the other thing, Carter Babb, who's the CEO of IPTE, super nice man. Met him a couple of times, worked with his son back in the day. He had this to say, all over the country, this is a quote from the Greenville News article, all over the country you see a philosophy of downsizing or quote-unquote right-sizing so that we have more and different types of seating. So what he's saying is we're not necessarily downsizing the property. We're making it various forms of seating available. You can go sit in the bleachers. You can go sit in the club. You can go sit in the West End Zone Club. As a matter of fact, Georgia's going to add 12 on-field level suites this year. All right?
I'm not sure what you're going to be able to see from field level in a suite.
You better have a good TV in
there. Right. You better have a good TV. But, hey, the thing is, if people are willing to pay for it, if rich people are willing to come in and pay for it, by all means, sell it to them.
I would
create a product and sell it to them, and that's awesome. But for the average fan, the ones who are going to buy up 81,000 tickets, I'm sorry, that's not an option for them. So you got to make it affordable.
Right. So what they are the one thing, Diesel, you've been down on a field before.
Many times, yeah.
You can't recreate down there when you're feeling all the noise, because stadiums are built to kind of funnel the noise toward the action. That's why
That's why
home games win more often than not. You know what I mean? Because they can feed off that electricity. That would be a way to have an enhanced experience from the excitement of the game, but limit the viewability right there minus what's on TV. So obviously what you're doing is you're going to go home and watch it again when you get to the house. So right-sizing. By that, he said this. He said Florida State converted 10,000 bleacher seats into 5,800 club-level seats in 2016. So by taking out the seats, they probably added to the price of those club-level seats. So,
and they probably made more money by reducing seats.
Well, until they just saw their season tickets go from 40,000 to 24,000.
Then it all comes back to winning.
That's right. All right. That same year, Oklahoma added 20 suites, 1,810 club seats, and 66 loge boxes. TCU, who just did that whole new stadium thing basically a decade ago, they're adding 1,000 club seats, 22 luxury seats, and 48 private boxes, two private clubs, and a year-round event area. That will be the next thing. You're going to have an area in every football stadium that you can rent out for a wedding reception or the wedding itself. You know what I mean? That end zone club, something. If you can get 10 grand for it, why not go ahead and get the money? So that's what Carter Babb, the CEO of TigerNet, or the CEO of IPTE, had to say. South Carolina moved one step closer yesterday to spending a quick $22.5 million to renovate Williams-Brice Stadium, but it's just the start, and it won't begin till after the 2019 football season. What did Ray Tanner say they were going to do? We'll come back and get that to you. Top of the 5 p.m. hour, Diesel's got a new article. At 5:20, we're going to talk Home Run Derby, Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, with our buddy Jim Hart at AP Radio. Top of the 6 p.m. hour, Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports News. Down in Columbia, the University Board of Trustees gave Phase 2 approval of $22.5 million for renovations to Williams-Brice Stadium yesterday. So, Diesel, here is what's going to happen at the start of this year. It's really the beginning of the year, the end of the college football season. And Ray Tanner admits it's going to be an ambitious thing to get it all done in a year. But the jewel of the project is going to be the 2001 Club, which will offer a field-level view of the Gamecocks entering the playing field on Saturdays through a glass corridor. The setup will be similar to the Dallas Cowboys' entrance at AT&T Stadium. Other renovations meant to boost South Carolina's recruiting efforts will be made to the first floor of the Cruz Building. Ray Tanner says, you add that to the new operations, football operations building, to this project for what it does on recruiting for a game day, and we are light years ahead of where we were just 3 years ago. So that's, I guess, a little bit of everything, but that's kind of to enhance recruiting there. You know, all right. Since the project at Williams-Brice also includes the addition of 9,000 square feet of air-conditioned club space on the west side behind sections 101 to 105 and 21,000 square feet of renovated area on the 400 level on the east side that will include new restrooms and concessions in renovated club area of fans seated in sections 11 through 13 on the south side.
Normal ticket holders have access to these air-conditioned areas?
I don't – when I think of club space, I'm thinking that you're paying a little bit more than somebody else. But you know what Assume does.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing that you could do at this point –
they need to put in some of those little chill boxes, you know, some of those little Mr. boxes like you see at Carowinds because – God dang, it gets hot in Columbia. Well, everybody who's ever been to a game, every South Carolina fan right now who just said, oh, guess what? Rich people are going to get air conditioning just said, oh, they threw their hands up in the air and said, well, what about us?
You know, that's
it's 174 degrees in Columbia in August.
If you got the space around the area, why not put in like a food court that's covered? Could go get into the AC for a little bit. Let's be honest.
The Mr. Boxes.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
Fort Jackson Golf Club. Not Williams-Brice Stadium. Fort Jackson Golf Club, I think, is about the hottest place I've ever been. All right? And I've been there multiple times for the George Rogers Tournament. I mean, dude, you start sweating when you pull up to the club. All right?
Yeah.
So, but listen, Clemson at noon with people packed in and that sun bouncing off seats in September can be a miserable experience, just like Athens, Knoxville, Tuscaloosa, Oxford, Mississippi, Starkville. You know what I mean? So maybe that's an idea where you, even though you're not a club member or a, you know, 2001 club level member, there's an area where you can get in there and cool off a little bit before the game. And then maybe people would start eating in said food court instead of doing these all out because, you know, hey, why go spend 3 hours out in the heat when I can get a good meal in there in a good environment?
Yeah, I love, you know, I've spent plenty of days out at Carowinds and theme parks and this is and that. So what does everybody go to in the summertime? They go to the water park. They want to stay cool. They want those Mr. machines that you see. You know, it's a big cubed area. You know, it could be as big as you want it to be. All it is some piping and some water tubes. That's it. Just have a really fine ice cold mist coming out of those things, and you can get up there and cool off for a couple of minutes.
Well, ultimately, Ray Tanner is on what you're doing. He said you have to be a draw. To be a draw, you got to be winning games. I'm sorry, you can't be and I don't mean this in regards to South Carolina, but what did they call the Mets back in the day? The lovable losers or the Cubs, the lovable losers? No, that's not a draw. He says winning games still counts, but you have to provide experiences and amenities that people didn't have just 25 years ago. Times are changing, and we are trying to change with them. We will continue to try to make improvements to the patron experience. Now, the Gamecocks aren't stopping there, Diesel. They got a long-range study, which includes planning cells, hospitality company, planning on not just to the road, not just to the stadium itself, but to the area around Williams-Brice Stadium. I'll give them credit. Yeah, it's not on campus, but in the 3 or 4 or 5 years since I've gone to Columbia and covered my last game, I took the time to drive down around Williams-Brice a couple of weeks ago when I was down for the George Rogers tournament. I didn't want to be that guy. I missed time leaving my hotel and didn't want to be that guy that showed up like 15 minutes early and just sat there. They've done a bunch of improvement at South Carolina around Williams-Brice Stadium. Yes, they have, no doubt. Winning, continue to make those improvements. He said the stadium capacity at South Carolina, which is listed at 80,250, is only going to be slightly affected by these upcoming changes, and fans whose seats will be affected by the changes will be notified in the near future in what they can expect for those seats as well as other seats. So why aren't you going to the stadium? What would you like to see to increase your experience? You can bring it to us at 844-GSP-ESPN. But here's the thing. The new arms race is not about adding seats to the stadiums. That's what it was back in the day. Now it's about how can we get them here week after week after week. And number two, that's why you have now a lot of, almost every single day is military appreciation or fan day or alumni day, something along those lines. You got to keep marketing these things as well. Let's get Jesse in before the end of the hour. Jesse, welcome in.
Hey, Serge. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hope you are, bud.
I am. Yes, sir. Hey, I text you, but I was going to elaborate on that, too. I'm going to use one of your lines. Call me Fuddy and Duddy. I'm only 29 years old, but even back in the 80s, and you can go back and look these things up on YouTube, and my dad raised me, in that era as, if it ain't playing, we ain't playing. And it looked like a concrete coliseum almost or whatever, but it was still packed out and rocking. So I don't really get what they expect with all the club seat stuff. If it'll bring more big money in and the recruits and all that, and yeah, the outside looks beautiful. The trees, all the paintings, the big screen is awesome. But what does any of that do for me? Because unless I win radio tickets from y'all, I will probably never sit in an air-conditioning club booth. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the thing, Jesse. I think this is all societal as much as it is football-related. You know what I mean? Our attention span's shorter. We want
we have higher expectations.
Yeah. 25 years ago, we didn't have the internet. You know what I mean? The military did, but we as civilians didn't.
Nope, and it was still rocking back then. And I love the improvements. I love the improvements. I really do. But I've got two little kids, and the first game I ever took my eight-month-old boy to, I got up to the gate, and they said, the old man said, "Now listen, I'm going to let you take him in, but you know he's got to have a ticket."
Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate it. This is his first game, and it's going to be his last game for a while because I can't drop $90 for my 4-year-old to sit there and cry and all that." And I love going to games. Mm-hmm. I am not one of these people that would rather watch it on TV. To be at the game when we beat Clemson for 3 times in a row, and I saved up, bought the tickets, and we were down low. And that experience was worth it to me. But I can't afford to do it with 4 people. I just can't do it.
Jesse, let me ask you this question. This is nothing Clemson, South Carolina, but this is kind of putting a time stamp on maybe you and I a little bit. As you probably know, I had family that went to Clemson. Do you know what the tickets to the 1981 Orange Bowl when Clemson beat Nebraska was?
Oh, I'm going to guess. I'll lowball it. $30. I mean, was it that low? Maybe $100 for the last championship game.
$22. And the reason I know it, I found them by accident. And my dad said, "If you tell any of your brothers, I'll kill you." So, $22 was the price for that. Let me get one more in before the break. Christian, I hope you're doing well.
Doing fantastic, sir. Thanks for having me. Here's two ways we could increase attendance at USC football games and football games across the Southeast. One, stop having football games at high noon in the middle of August and September. And two, if you're going to have games at high noon during those months, give out water. Stop charging for water and stop having people pass out and end up on gurneys with heat stroke. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Because without the fans, you have nobody to go to the football games.
Absolutely fantastic. We'll continue this later. Diesel, you got some thoughts on UFC when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.